This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair on a Thursday, and I'm glad to welcome back to studio, even if only by phone line, the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins, for the past 26 years, has been coming to WEMU to bring us Cinema Chat, and it's good to talk with you.
Yeah, Dave, good to be on air with you. It certainly is a curious time in the history of everyone's life, in the history of our nation, and the history of the world.
On a personal note, how are the folks at the theater doing?
It's tough. It's very tough. Over the past few months, we've had to let people go, and that's very, very tough to do. It's a reality that many businesses have faced. But
there was talk of trying to reopen by the end of the month, but those COVID-19 cases keep going up and up. Do you have any new information?
Don't have any new information. We probably will not be opening on July 31st as we had hoped. The governor's order is extended through the 11th, and it looks like connected to that, but because of the increased amount of COVID infections around the rest of the country, it looks like some of the tentpole films will be pushed back as well. So anyway, it's kind of a day-to-day reality, like many businesses. So we've put a lot of work into making the theater safe, putting up guards, making alterations in terms of social distancing and ventilation and all of those good things. So we're going to be ready to open when that opportunity provides it, and we want to provide as safe an environment as possible. But community is the most important thing right now in this very, very difficult time, and we certainly don't want to add to the troubles of infection, and we certainly want to provide the right kind of services to the community that are going to be beneficial in the long run.
Speaking of which, there are plenty of available movies upcoming, correct?
It's true. It's true. We even have popcorn that we produce every now and then on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. The streets around the state of Michigan Theater are closed on the weekend, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So on Friday, if you come to the theater, you're going to actually pull up on Washington Street to get your popcorn. And on Saturday, you can come down to one of the restaurants that have outdoor seating and wander by the theater and get some popcorn. Or we have some of our T-shirts and sweatshirts and coffee mugs and all of those kind of things.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't need a lot of popcorn, but if I'm going to have some, it has to be theater popcorn. There's just something different about it.
Well, especially the Michigan and State Theaters, it's always fresh pop. So, but we're very excited about three films that we're opening this weekend. Two of them are part of the Cinetopia Jewish Film Festival, a summer of film. One of the films is called Trans Kid. The other one's called Shooting Life. And Shooting Life is about some high school students that are making movies inspired by their teacher who was coming from out of town. And then the other film, Towering Task, the story of the Peace Corps.
Well, that has a local connection, doesn't it?
It does. It does. President Kennedy, when he was running for president back in 1960, gave an impromptu speech from the steps of the Michigan Union at the University of Michigan and outlined the idea for the Peace Corps. So anyway, it's a very compelling story in general, and it's nice that there's this little connection. And then we have a special appointment screening event coming up called of a film called It's a Disaster, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm very excited about a towering task, the story of the Peace Corps. It was started 55 years ago by President Kennedy, and generations of folks have now participated in the Peace Corps, which was an outreach to the world to actually provide our citizens, young citizens, an opportunity to experience the culture and society of other countries around the world, and the opportunity to help with technology and labor in communities that may have been struggling in certain ways. So it was a very interesting government outreach, and it has really transformed the lives of many, many people. So a lot of those former Peace Corps volunteers are talked with in with this documentary, as well as President Jimmy Carter. He's really has proven to be a wonderful volunteer and speaks about the Peace Corps as well. So that's coming up starting tomorrow. And then A Shooting Life is about a town that's right on the border of the Gaza Strip, and it's really very threatened constantly. And it's about a bunch of seniors in high school who are encouraged by a teacher who just started working in their school district to make films. And it was pretty controversial in terms of resistance from the administration, but it was transformational for the students. So A Shooting Life also opens on Friday. And then the other film that we're opening this week is called Trans Kid. It's, again, another Israeli film about, it's a documentary about four young people who were born in a different, with a different gender than they felt about, and the struggles that the families and these individuals experience, as well as the benefit that they have in terms of embracing and dealing with the complexity of gender transfer. And
if
so,
conversation
anyway,
and education is the key to understanding, then this is really important.
Absolutely, absolutely. Trans Kid, again, opens on Friday.
This is 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to Cinema Chat with Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater. And tell me about Movie Night.
Yeah, Movie Night is something that one of the distributors put together. It's Oscilloscope Laboratories. And they have a film called It's a Disaster, which was from 2012. And it's a black comedy that was written by a bunch of Los Angeles comedy groups called The Vacationers, and stars folks like Julia Stiles and Todd Berger. And those folks, as well as additional cast members, are going to be part of the screening. So this takes place coming up on the 17th on Friday, tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And this is a nationwide screening that the Michigan Theater gets to benefit from if you tune into it. You can get your tickets through the Michigan Theater website. We get a little kick from that the ticket that you buy, or the access point that you buy. And it's about a dinner party that five couples were supposed to participate in, and they start to collect, and the complications and social interactions of a dinner party starts. And then they find out that a dirty bomb has gone off, coordinated across the country. And in this particular case, comedy is the part that breaks out here. But it's about these couples facing the complications of their relationship as they think the world's going to end. So it should be a lot of fun. And then after the screening, there's a Q&A with the cast members. So, again, it's a disaster. Part of Movie Night, and that's going to be Friday at 8 o'clock. Go check it out. Our tech director put a movie together called Emotions of Stillness, and we bundled that together with a documentary called The Mindfulness Movement, and you can get that as a mindfulness bundle. I'm having trouble talking this morning, I think.
Welcome to my world.
That's actually a really compelling pair of films, this locally made film that's very meditative, and then this mindfulness movement documentary about how this is, again, really transforming people's lives. Last week, we opened up John Lewis' Good Trouble documentary about the civil rights activist and congressman, and it is a terrific, terrific documentary about a very inspirational man, a true superhero. We're missing superhero movies this summer, but
Is a real life guy.
Absolutely. And then we also have a documentary about Ella Fitzgerald, particularly interesting, we hope, to WEMU listeners. It's called Ella Fitzgerald, Just One of Those Things. It documents her life and an impact on the tumultuous 20th century. And then everybody, WEMU listeners, and everybody loves Cat Film Festival.
I still think that's so weird.
Quarantine Cat Film Festival. So these are videos, over 1,200 videos were submitted for this Quarantine Cat Festival, that Cat Film Festival, that has been put together during the COVID-19 pandemic.
And it raises money for independent movie theaters.
Absolutely. So that, it is also a tremendous amount of fun. There's a film called The Tobacconist that tonight there's going to be a special Q&A at 6 o'clock, so you can tune in. And that's about a young man's relationship with Sigmund Freud in Nazi-occupied Vienna, a very well-reviewed film. So we've got a tremendous amount of stuff that's playing. If you want to see the Met Opera or our Arab film series or the National Theater, you can also check those out. Those screens are available. So go to the Michigan Theater website, michtheater.org, and you've got dozens of films to choose from and some very interesting performing arts events as well.
And we will hold forth for the reopening of the theaters at a time yet to be determined, but we'll look forward to it. Russ Collins, thank you so much for your time again this week. I do appreciate it. I'll look forward to our conversation next week.
Absolutely. And thanks to the community for all their support of WEMU and the Michigan and State Theater.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.